demonstrations across the country. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Protests continuing across the U.S. Saturday, following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade the day before. Both pro-choice and anti-abortion demonstrators had begun the day gathering peacefully outside the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. Fox's David Spunt with the report.
A lot of energy outside the United States Supreme Court. Things were quiet early this morning, but things began to pick up with several thousand coming outside the high court to let their voices be heard. There's quite a crowd out here. The pro-choice side upset. They are devastated, as one person said.
U.S. Capitol Police say two people were arrested there Saturday afternoon for destruction of property. The pro-choice group Our Rights D.C. announcing that they will protest in Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch's neighborhood Saturday night. President Biden arriving in Germany Saturday for the G7 summit, the first stop on his five-day trip to Europe. Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby says the G7's first session will focus on the global economy, skyrocketing inflation in food and energy prices affecting people across the world.
Leaders are going to be talking about core problems that are on the top of mind for all of us across the board, like rising prices, supply chain disruptions, all exacerbated by this war in Ukraine and by Mr. Putin's decision. But we should also recognize the U.S.'s position to weather these challenges.
Ukraine is expected to attend the summit, which will run from Sunday to Tuesday. On Saturday morning, prior to leaving for Germany, President Biden signing bipartisan gun safety legislation, which includes tougher background checks for gun buyers between 18 and 21 years old and encourages states to enhance their red flag laws. Most of the $13 billion cost will be used to support mental health programs and schools. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
More details emerging about Brian Laundrie's suicide note in the Gabby Petito case. Fox's Christina Coleman has more from Los Angeles.
Brian Laundrie claimed he took Gabby Petito's life out of mercy after she injured herself trying to cross a stream during their cross-country trip. In the notebook, he wrote in part, quote, "I don't know the extent of Gabby's injuries, only that she was in extreme pain. I ended her life. I thought it was merciful, that it is what she wanted. But I see now all the mistakes I made. I panicked. I was in shock. But from the moment I decided, took away her pain, I knew I couldn't go on with without her." Laundrie also wrote in the notebook, quote, "I have killed myself by this creek in the hopes that animals may tear me apart, that it may make some of her family happy."
The stalled Iran nuclear talks might soon be reignited.
Those talks will restart in the coming days in Vienna, according to a Saturday announcement by the European Union and Iran. The hope is to relieve tensions between Tehran and world powers while Iran inches closer than ever to weapons-grade level uranium under decreasing international oversight. Iran earlier this month removing 27 surveillance cameras of the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency. Former President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Ukraine's President Zelensky speaking in a video message at the UK's Glastonbury Music Festival Saturday, one of the biggest music festivals in the world. President Zelensky encouraging the crowd to tell the truth about the Russian invasion of his country.
"The more people join us in defending freedom and truth, the sooner Russia's war against Ukraine will end. Proof that freedom always wins. Thank you. Slava Ukraine."
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.